Welcome back to another week of Duke and Kibble Untitled. It's your boy Kibble.
Your boy Duke.
Man, it's been a long week. I've been waiting for Sunday to hit, man, just to do this.
Man. We got a special 5 for 5 for 5 episode for y'all since it is our 5th episode. Fuck that Wendy's 4 for 4 special. We got the Kibbles and Duke 5 for 5.
5 ways you can have it your way.
Mm-hmm.
We appreciate everybody that's been listening to this 5 for 5 deal so far to get us to number 5. But again, we got the boy Duke back this week.
Oh, yeah, special guest.
Man. Showing big love to everybody, man. I support Duke and Kibbles big, man. They doing funny things.
Hey, you know, we appreciate you coming through every time you get a chance to, man. We know you got a busy life. But
life
if y'all thought last week had some laughs, wait till you get this 5 for 5, have it your way deal going. Let's get it. We back again. So like we said earlier, that 5 for 5. So we're going to start this show off today asking each other 5 random ass questions.
On the spot, uncut. Untitled. I hope y'all prepared because I know Duboy got some shit up his sleeve.
And yeah, it's gonna be raw, man. It's gonna be real raw.
And you know how we get when we with each other. So these questions gonna be off the wall. But y'all deserve it. Y'all made it to episode 5, so let's get y'all 5. I start us off with the bunch.
Okay.
My first question gonna be directed towards Duke. Oh. Now, Duke, you my boy.
Oh, I see.
We've been cool. I'll ask you anything. And this will be one of the questions why I just ask you anything. Don't judge me. So, have you ever been caught beating your meat?
Have I ever been caught?
Yes.
I don't think I have. No, like I'm trying to remember. I don't think I never got caught. For real, I don't think I had. Nigga, I used to be slick with it. I had a mirror in my room. I had a mirror facing the door so I could see if somebody coming. All right, so my room was like an L shape or whatever, right? So the mirror was right here, and it was like the washroom. I mean, not the washroom, the fucking laundry room right here. Uh-huh. So to get to my room, you had to come up the thing. So I put the mirror right there just to see if I could see anybody coming. You know, while you
see somebody coming, while you coming. You feel me? That was my one. Go ahead.
You want to pull the Frank and shoot it at somebody?
You really? I ain't trying to kill no grandma.
I was just done. I was like, my
shout
cousin.
Out to Frank though.
Shout out to Frank. Go ahead, Duke. Since I hit you up first, you get the next question.
My first one is for our special guest, Duboy.
Oh shit,
Duboy, why do you like your gooch being licked?
Oh,
the gooch is an amazing sensation, man. So, hey, man, if you ain't never had your gooch licked.
For those who don't know what the gooch is.
It's this small
It's the part between from your nuts and your asshole. And our special co-host today, Duboy, likes getting his gooch licked.
So, the first time I had it, no lie, it was weird. I was in a sensation mode, like, stop, keep going. Like, I didn't know how to feel as
you
a man.
I was confused.
But you know, when you took it in, you know, it's almost like the first time you got sack lick or the first time you got head, you know, when you was new to something, it felt amazing. And I'm going to just sum it up by saying, the gooch, if you never had your gooch licked, you got to get your gooch licked. I can't tell you why I like it. It's that tingling sensation. My erection was dumb, B. Like, it was very...
like a rock.
But since you took it there, I'm happy you took it there. I was going to start off editing.
I know.
So now I'm just going straight for the fences.
Oh, going for the knockout?
I'm going for the knockout. And this is going to be directed to our man, Kibbs.
Oh.
Because he's the only one that can answer this question.
Uh-huh.
Drum roll, please. Mr. Kibbs.
Yes, sir.
What is the tornado?
What is the tornado? Oh, boy. The tornado.
What is the tornado?
The tornado.
What is the tornado?
If any of y'all know what the Hot Pocket is, the tornado is an upgraded version of the Hot Pocket, and that is how my child was put in this world. The tornado was made, and Layla came out. A bed was broken, and there you go. You got the tornado, a.k.a. the Layla Maker.
A.k.a.
Jesus.
Won't he do it?
Won't he do it? But I get that one. That was a good one, Dre. That was a good one. So, should we on that? It's my turn. So, this one for Duke and Dre. Have y'all ever been caught trying to sneak a family member's porn back into their hiding place.
Fuck yeah. Fuck yeah. Well, uncle.
No. I'm going to let you go. I got you.
Okay. I'm not going to put our uncle name out because he's deceased, but RIP to our uncle. He had a fucking stash. You was. When I say this man had a tote of pornography movies, X-rated movies, whatever you want to call them. And one day, me and my cousins, Dubois included, we decided to take them outside and like throw them motherfuckers like frisbees.
Like,
you remember that? Yeah, we was out there slinging our Uncle Dirty movies. When I say he was so hot when he found out what we did, boy, that was the funniest thing ever.
I'm gonna go off the same uncle, man. I guess he had a porn fetish. No lie, man.
I know. I guess
he moved in with us to the Ville, man. If you remember that, and I had to share a room with him, man.
Oh yeah, I remember that.
And I remember I was watching one of his movies at nighttime. My mama had the portable DVD.
The portable DVD.
Oh yeah, you know the
okay.
So he ended up coming in, and I tried to hurry up and throw it out. That motherfucker put it back in his case. So. I almost got caught to your first question.
See, mine is even worse. See, what I have still in mind is my father's, and he had the tapes.
Oh, yeah, you told so me.
So, I watched that bug, and I knew what time he'd come home.
He had to rewind it to his favorite spot.
I rewinded back to the same exact minute. That he had it on was 2 minutes and 42 seconds. Make sure exact. Y'all get this mug on 2 minutes and 42 seconds. One day, we ain't rewinded back long enough. I swear to you. He's like, hey, who been in my goddamn suitcase? My shit was on 2 minutes and 42 seconds. Y'all shit has been stay in my room. Oh, man.
Oh. My next question is directed to both of y'all.
Okay.
All right. Do you guys partake in the booty eating festivities?
Starting off with this one. The Sir Kibbles does not do the booty eating. Like I said in last episode, I have big lips, and I ain't got time for them to be more swollen. Now, I know what your brother going to say. Dude, going to be like, you got to please him. Well, I guess my reputation is going to shits. I'm not licking no booty. I'm not eating no booty. You know what? I will eat anything else, but I ain't eating no booty.
Have you said you'll eat anything
else? Oh, no. We ain't going to go there for either. Pause, granddad. Because I know what he going to say next. Go ahead, dude.
Dude, boy.
I eat ass.
Oh, we know.
I'm an advocate of ass eating.
That's why you got your own cup over here.
I lick ass, you know. Now, just to clear the air, I do not eat any ass, and I ain't ate ass in like 4 or 5 years.
But you ate ass.
But I ate ass, and I am willing to eat ass. If I ever settle back down, I'm eating ass.
How?
Tongue.
How?
I'm looking through the ass, through the pussy, around my face. It's whatever. Bend over. I'm with the shits. I'm an ass eater. I'm a pussy eater. I'm a pleaser.
Pussy is not ass, though. You talking about?
I'm a pleaser.
Okay, there you go.
You can please a woman without eating
any
ass.
Hole you got. I'm pleased.
So she had a hole behind a kneecap. You eating it?
Putting my dick in.
At least he honest.
At least he honest.
Hey, I just fuck titties, hand jobs, foot jobs.
Jobs.
Oh, we gonna get into that. Since we brought up foot jobs, it is on me. I had another question, okay. But I'm gonna come back to that one.
Rapid fire.
Gentlemen, have you ever had a foot job?
I've never. No, I've heard about them before. I have homeboys that say it's pretty doggone good.
Amazing.
Okay. But what if you get a woman who got big feet and her feet bigger than your stuff? They ain't gonna mess your psyche up.
That's a personal problem.
That's right personal.
There. That's what we call a PP right there.
What's a PP?
A personal problem.
Yes, sir.
Because if you got like size 16,
oh nah, bro.
Then you what's going
you
on?
You shouldn't be dating
well,
no
the
woman
only one that climbs trees.
Okay, you know what? I give you that one.
I would like to partake in the climb tree and festivities.
Ain't nothing wrong with
it. But have you ever had a foot job?
Like where a girl just played with my dick with her feet.
She pretty much jacked your dick off
with your feet.
No, I never had one of those.
Damn.
What about you? I mean, you answer this question so I know it's a yes.
Obviously, yes, I've had a foot job. And the first time, it was almost like the goose story, man. Look,
oh Lord.
She started playing with my dick with her feet. And I was like, what you doing? But it kept getting hard. So again, look, ladies, if you please me, I ain't going to say no. Like, I don't know. It's something about these weird things.
I'm happy you said that.
Right.
Because now I got another question.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Kibbles is on you.
Kibbles is back on you.
No, go ahead.
We're going in order.
All right. My question is to Drew. Do.
Okay. Oh, shit. I'm in the
you ever stalked somebody before?
Me?
Yes.
You said do? No.
You've never stalked somebody.
No, I'm not going to follow nobody. I don't pull up on
you. You've never had a female in your life that just made you want to go crazy.
No.
Okay.
I will not follow nobody. I got too much.
It's different ways to stalk somebody. It's different ways. He's just not following them, hitting their phone up all the time.
Okay, to me, stalking, because where I work, stalking goes into the category of popping up, following, and harassing always around them.
So you ain't never had no something so good that you pop up on them?
No, I don't pop up.
Okay.
You never pop up on nobody?
I don't ever? Do pop-ups, no.
Okay.
I can't think of anything to challenge him right now, but I feel like that was a lie.
I believe him. I give him this one. Okay. He just told about a foot. She might have had a size 16 shoe anyway. Yeah,
did you see my facial expression? Right. Said no.
Yeah, well, I saw it. Was tense. But people lie with tense facial expressions.
You stalking?
Yeah, I stalk. Well, okay.
You have or you would?
I have.
Okay, at least you 100. I'm
going to always be 100 with it. And that's why I feel like he lying. Because I feel like every dude then low-key stalk the girl. Every
I think mine was more of, I didn't know what it was called, stalking at the time.
No, I knew it was.
No, because it was when I lost my virginity. Ooh. So I would call 100 times, voicemails.
Yeah,
be like,
that.
Oh, well, you ain't talking to me. So I didn't know it was a form of stalking. I just thought, I was trying to show my love.
Oh, no. That was full-fledged.
Yeah, I realize that now. All righty. I
know where you're going with this question.
Your turn.
Where I'm going.
Do you want me to ask the question that you're going to ask me?
Yeah, since you think you know me.
So, Duke is going to ask the question since I said, if it pleases, I am with it. What? No, I will not let somebody play with my ass, sir.
That I wasn't going to say play.
Well, ask the question.
I was going to say, would you let a girl lick your ass?
No.
Now, when you told me the Gooch story last week.
What's the difference?
It's the Gooch is not the ass.
Hold on, though.
Small section.
Hold on. Because do you remember what he was saying?
What was he saying?
About the Gooch. And we said, if she so happily go down and lick the asshole, because you didn't give a full description on when you got your Gooch licked. You didn't do all the extra shit.
He didn't.
You didn't do all that shit. So I feel like you kind of played our listeners. You played our listeners.
Mm-hmm.
So, Duboy,
I'm listening.
Would you let a girl lick your ass? Don't lie.
So
for 555 deal?
No.
Here we go for the 555.
For the 555.
Honest answer.
To wrap this up.
As of now, my answer is no.
So the future spot.
In a future situation or scenario, a chance that yes might happen.
Nigga, you gay.
Boo this.
Oh, we got to do on three.
One, two, three. Boo this nigga.
But as of now, the answer is definitely no. Fuck no. It won't happen. Like, I'm not.
But if a girl lick your gooch.
So let's clear the earth.
Okay.
This is why I say no, and I'm not with it. Now, the chance that it could happen one day is possible. But I'd be damned if I ever bend the fuck over
for somebody. No, we ain't bend over.
No, so let me finish. I'm not finna bend over for nobody to lick my ass, and I'm not finna hike my motherfucking legs in the earth for somebody to can lick my
ass. So whap if you in the chair like this.
I can't say the word. So I know our critics going to criticize me, but it's demasculating to lift your
I hope we all say that. Right? My boy said demanding.
It's demasculating to bend over and hike them legs up in the earth.
But we're not saying bend
over. So there's no other way you can get your ass.
Yes, you can. If you sitting in a chair like this and she's just coming, topping you off, and she lift them nuts up and lick that ass up.
What would you do?
I'm going to hit that motherfucker on top of her head. What is you doing? Like Kevin Gates, what is you doing?
So y'all got that 555. That was raw and uncut. We didn't even.
That wasn't even.
That was five.
No, it was three.
That was three.
All together, it was five.
Oh, you counted.
Got that 555.
I got one more before you take it off.
Oh Lord, here we go.
We got one more, man. Before he take it off, I'm gonna even get into this. Shoot it. I just made mine.
Shoot it,
everybody. What is the most pettiest thing you done to a woman?
My most pettiest thing. Oh man. Oh, go ahead, dude.
He's spilling beans and dirt.
You gotta go first.
Oh, sir, this is exposing.
Oh, we exposing. What is the most pettiest thing you've done?
Go ahead.
Most pettiest thing I did was probably had two girls in the car at the same time I was talking to. I was talking to them both at the same time.
What?
And they knew.
So they ain't petty.
So they ain't petty if they do.
Now we need the dirt. That ain't no beans. I'm gonna go first because I just did mine.
Go ahead.
I just had got some. After the last episode,
oh god,
I went home to get some head and play 2K.
Fans,
people.
I was playing 2K. I do not condone what he about to tell y'all. This is your boy Kibble. I don't condone what he's about to tell y'all. All I know is I had my sharpshooter at my park and he was hitting shots. And dude comes in. He comes into the game conversation with this.
So I was like, you know, I told her when I left I was going to get here to play 2K. So I go home, hop on the game. The girl was like, hey, man, I'm going to try to mess you up. I ain't going to start sucking your dick till you start playing. Cool. So we send her. Game finally kicked off. She done whipped it out, threw it in her mouth. So I'm sitting back like, hey, I'm with it. She gets sucking. Then these boys, these guys start doing something. I got to flip the mic down and start talking to them. Mm. So somebody tried to say something to me, and I was like, hey, I'm busy at the moment. Can't really get into a conversation. Come back to me later. So
where's that kid?
No, it wasn't me. Oh, so okay. Somebody else tried to say again. I was like, hey, I'm busy. So we playing, you know, boom. I didn't got my little skeet off, skeeted in the mouth. Mm-hmm. She done went to sleep.
Pause on that story because I knew something was wrong because I heard somebody's voice in the background say, okay, he ain't on the phone because he's talking to me through his phone. Mm-hmm. And all you hear is a woman's voice. Mm-hmm. I was like, okay. And then he started missing shots. I said, oh, Lord.
So she had that control.
But that ain't even the petty part of the story. Got my rocks off. Hopped down and stopped playing.
No,
I got a phone call that, you know, hey, something happened. I need you to pull up. So I just skeeted it in the mouth. Told her I gotta run, I gotta hurry. Left her in the crib. So you
burnt the head and got up out of there?
Left her in my crib, though, and went to go see a whole nother female.
Did you bust the other one down?
I did not.
Okay.
I wanted to.
I got a petty one.
Go ahead.
Forget what I just told you. I just forgot about, you know, the highway incident. I'm not gonna say no names.
Okay, go ahead, brother.
Yeah, I'm not gonna say no names. Now, anybody that knows Duke. Hold on, give it an introduction.
Hold on.
Ho.
Anybody knows Duke, know he got a fast car.
Facts.
Know that he love his Mustang.
And I get up out of there on him.
So before he start this story, I'm going to be even pettier because I'm going to throw him under the bus.
How you going to throw me up under the bus?
You got two highway stories.
Two of them. Yes, you do.
You got the stalker or you got the put out on the side of the road highway story.
You want to do the side of the road highway
story? I want to hear which one the petty.
Which was the most? I think it's the almost trying to kill himself trying to get away from somebody. That's the pettiest.
I mean, I could tell both of them.
We want to hear
I
the
ain't
story.
Gonna say no names, but
we want to hear the story.
All right, so, all right, which one y'all want me to start with?
I just want either one.
Well, you know about the other.
The fans don't know.
The fans need to hear how you kick people you out on the side of the road.
This segment, how petty Duke truly is.
I'm really not petty though, for real. Okay, so the first incident we could start about, well, we could talk about is the one where I put the girl off on the side of the road, and the reason. Why? It's because at the time, okay, I knew the girl liked me or whatever, but I wasn't really trying to fuck with her on that level or whatever. So her car, somehow, some way, something happened with her brakes or whatever at the job. She was like a temp where I work at or whatever. So I offered to give her a ride to the crib, and she paid me like $40 to drop her off or whatever. So we riding down the highway or whatever, and I guess she done been sipping some of that Duet fluid, and she started trying to basically molest the nigga. And I wasn't with it because she don't, you know. She wasn't my type, and I just wasn't with it or whatever. So she get the rubbing on me and, like, trying to whip heat out and all that stuff. And I'm like, hey, stop touching me or whatever. So she let, like, a couple of exes pass by, and she right back at it. She right back rubbing on me, right back trying to feel on me and all this. So when I told her no the second time, okay, see, that's really a two-day story. So I'm gonna fast forward to the end part. The end part, she got mad because I wasn't fucking with her, whatever. So the next day, when I dropped off, she decides to flip out on me. So she get in my car talking about some, I bet you got female friends and blase blah this and blase blah that. And I'm like, yeah, I got a female friend or whatever. We've been cool for like 16 years. Shout out to Tiara. So she just flipped shit on me in the car. And at the time, I didn't know what to do. So I'm just like, okay, do I either call the police on this motherfucker or do I just, I don't know. So I get to the airport and I start acting like my passenger side tire was going on flat. I was acting like, dang, do you hear that or whatever? So I'm acting like I'm finna get out the car, and she gets all the way out the car and she tried to look at the tires, and I screwed off on her and left her. I don't feel like that was petty because at the same time, I don't know what I would have did in that situation.
So why you just didn't let her molest you? You knew she wanted to fuck day one. So why
because
would you
give her
a ho-ho?
I'm listening.
If you knew she was trying to fuck day one, why would you give her a ride the second day?
Because I was trying to be a nice guy.
So
and
nice.
She paid me $40.
So you nice now?
She paid me nice. $40. $40 I'm going to get my ride home too.
All right. Now go to the real petty story how you almost killed yourself.
I ain't almost killed myself.
Okay.
Technically, I did.
Kibbles, what's your petty?
My pettiest thing was growing up. Some people, I love them just to get in their pants.
That's my most pettiest thing.
I mean, that ain't even petty. You trying to sugarcoat the story. That's the most petty thing you did. That's the most
pettiest thing I can do.
Well, you a good wholesome nigga over here.
So if y'all like that 5 for 5 special, wait until the next segment. Y'all can thank my homegirl Brittany for this next segment, because you thought this was bad. This next 5 for 5 gonna have these boys on their feet. So to piggyback off of that last segment, when I said my homegirl Brittany helped me come up with this segment, they don't know nothing about this segment. I've been waiting to say this segment the whole episode. So this last segment we're gonna get into. Y'all ever heard of the game Never Have I Ever?
Definitely. Womp, womp, womp.
So for that last 5 for 5, I think she gave me 5 good Never Have I Evers.
Hold on. So that means we can't ask you this? Or you just
we all gonna that? Ask this. I'm gonna ask y'all and I'm gonna give my answers along with it.
Gotcha.
But the 5 Never Have I Evers. Now be prepared, because I didn't write these. These is given to one by one of our fans. Shout out to Brittany again. We appreciate it.
Shout
you.
Out to Brittany.
There you go. Never Have I Ever. Number 1 for both of y'all. Now, like I said, I didn't write these, so but just give me your honest answer. We don't need y'all to lie. First question. Never have I ever kissed the same sex.
The fuck? Never. Get your ass out of here, bro.
Never.
What type of question
that's,
is that?
That's question number 1.
Never.
Don't ask no goofy shit like that no more.
Never.
So that's a
Brittany.
Never.
1, 2, 3. Boo this nigga for asking that question. You know it's all dudes on here half the time.
Next one. Never have I ever had a threesome.
Never. I'm sorry.
Well, he had this question come up before in past episodes, and somebody didn't work too well in the threesome. We ain't going to say no names.
No, somebody didn't show up.
Somebody didn't show attention.
Yeah.
So he never has he ever. He's never.
Technically,
no.
Technically, no.
I hate 2 pussies.
That don't count.
Technically.
That don't count.
You have never.
Let's just put it this way.
Did your dick have one? Listen, did your dick enter 2 pussies?
In 1 mouth.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, then you never
so
had
you have never. So you have never.
Next question.
Next question. Have you ever got caught in a sexual act by a parent or a sibling?
Big facts. I've been caught. My mama done told me. She done heard me. She done called my brother on me like, your brother down.
That ain't been caught. She heard.
She heard. Caught us.
We did behind. Catch you.
Who caught
you? You did.
I caught you.
He walked in on me.
Yeah. When?
Old house in the
see,
city.
Back in the day, well, for those who know Duboy, they know Duboy is a hoe. So Duboy decides to run a train on the...
We not talking about that one. You walked in on me and my ex.
So it's more than one story.
You walked in on me and my ex.
Which ex? No, I did.
Yes, you did.
That's the only one I thought.
Nah,
are we going to leave that off there?
That stay off there. You walked in on me and my ex in East St. Louis.
I never walked in on y'all.
Yes, you did.
How the fuck you gonna tell me?
Because you opened the door and you was like, oh, and then you happened to close the door and I put some bags on and walked off the road.
I don't remember that.
We ain't getting into the other train story. Okay. That is off there.
Choo choo.
I do not need to be incriminated.
All right. So some closed captions about this story.
Yeah.
We're gonna come back to just one of these
to days. Be determined later at a different one. Date.
Brittany's on a roll with these questions. Brittany
better not. Brittany.
Never have I ever had butt play.
Come on, man. What the fuck is Brittany on, hey, bro? Dre the only one that had butt play.
No, I'm not. I had gooch play.
Gooch play, butt play. They close to each other. They right next to each other.
They are centimeter off.
Technically, you lost this round.
No.
We had to take shots right now. You'll be taking the shot.
We can keep the never have I ever going.
Let's go.
Okay, the next one.
Uh-huh.
Never have I ever done a drug other than weed.
I barely do weed.
And never popped the X pill.
I'm scared of that shit. No. I ain't gonna lie to you. The only thing I took... Other than weed, and it was doctor prescribed, was like Vicodin and what's that other shit?
Took a Tramadol. I took some.
And damn near died when you did that.
That's about it, buddy. I don't do drugs.
Yeah,
prescriptions only.
Drugs are for squares. Weed is not a drug. Just letting you know that.
Next one. Never have I ever.
Hold on. Have you ever, motherfucker?
No, I've never did nothing. I've never smoked.
All right, I'm just asking.
Because
I gave you this
weed
feel,
and no.
This feel
weed.
Like this.
No, I directed
to
us.
I'm asking the question after y'all answer.
Oh, okay. I'm just
never have I ever hooked up with a friend's girl.
Hold on, have I?
Oh, you my gotta think about
girl
it.
Gave me head.
Yeah, think about it.
What, yeah.
I have never.
Yeah.
I have never.
Shout out to you. You know who you are.
My boy girl gave me head.
Your boy girl.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Your boy,
friend,
girl.
Girlfriend.
Okay, we know. Okay. We know. Woo. We know. That gooch was coming out.
Let me clear this up because I ain't with the foolery.
Okay, man, with that Britney shit. Britney don't. Hell no. We ain't getting no more questions from you. She on that a different type of time over there.
Okay.
Which Britney is that, by the way?
I don't think you ever met my home. This home
okay. Keep the questions coming.
Last one she asked, never have I ever been arrested.
No. I got locked up 3 times in front of my mama.
On this one, I gotta say I've been arrested.
You ain't never been arrested?
No.
I've been arrested. Mine is the most horrible arrest story. It was in high school, my junior year. Somebody smacked me, so I ran up on them so they wouldn't smack me again. Mm. And they arrested me for assault.
They arrested you after you got hit?
After she smacked me, they arrested me for assault.
That's deep.
And I asked the principal, I said, so what am I getting arrested for? Principal was like, well, you're an upperclassman. You knew better. She was a freshman, so she ain't know about it.
So you hit a female?
No, she hit me.
She hit him, and he got arrested.
I was walking down the hall, not paying attention, talking to people, and I bumped into her. And I guess she was having a bad day and smacked the hell out of me.
I
caught her hand. And since I caught her hand out of her wheel, they said it was assault.
So her smacking you is not assault?
Right.
Okay.
I'm a special guest, and I'm just taking over this segment for a second.
Okay.
I feel like all this was directed to me and Duke, the brothers.
I
kind of feel like that, too, a little
bit. So I'm going to just throw this one out there.
Go ahead.
Never have I ever been smacked in the back of the head by the love of my life.
Aha. Uh-huh. Well, the love of the life would say no, because she don't agree to that story. I got your back, cousin. I ain't going to say your names, because I know you antisocial.
Never have I ever?
Just like me.
Never have I ever.
So you ain't never been smacked in your head by the love of
my life? I just said that.
You just said never, ever, ever.
Right, I just said that.
Who knows how to play this damn game?
Right.
We're from the city. We don't do no never, ever, ever. All right,
Brittany,
ever.
These questions was not for us.
Brittany, no more questions from you.
But we appreciate it.
You probably appreciate cool.
You putting in on our segment.
Shout out to Brittany. Appreciate it. Follow her Instagram. I don't even know it. But
my
her.
Last one I have for y'all. Never have you ever, ever, ever. Ever.
Come on, bro. Don't pull some shit from left
ever,
field.
Ever,
bro.
This is left field. Don't, that's somebody piss on me.
No.
Who the fuck is you? You got an R. Kelly fetish?
No.
I got to make sure with Mr. Gooch. Because Mr. Gooch has some stuff we don't be knowing about, so I have to make sure sometimes.
I've had somebody ask me to spit in their mouth. But I've never.
What type of women do you deal with?
So again.
Let me know. Where do you find these women?
Church.
Yeah, all right, yeah, that sums it up. That sums it up right there.
Well, that was the Never Have I Ever segment of the show. Is there anything I want to add to this?
Yes, we're no longer taking questions from Brittany. I'm so sorry. And we don't know what our co-host be on, so we're going to have to start checking him before he come down here. He got his own cup now. He's not allowed to touch anything.
On top of that, we just don't always say all questions are welcome. Anybody that want anything answered, please.
Send us a question on Duke and Kibble's Instagram, Duke and Kibble's Snapchat. We ain't got no Facebook because we probably ain't even going to rock with Facebook for because I barely mess with it.
Right.
But
as always, you got to follow us, hit us up. Let us know what you want to talk about, what you want to hear. We here. But as always.
We coming from New Orleans in 2 weeks. Wah! Shout out Taya Chan.
New Orleans, if y'all really enjoy our show, I think y'all really going to love the show the week we in New Orleans, because everybody we hang out with and everybody you hear these stories about is going to be on the show.
We will be, as the quote of the wedding is, we will be taking a chance when we touch down. We will be.
Yeah, we will try not to get locked up.
And we try. Will be taking a chance.
We're going to take a chance, on getting liver cancer.
Hold on, I don't like the way you said that.
Because he got something up his sleeve. It's something up his sleeve. I'm waiting on it. But like I said, we got...
Oh, bro, we on our 5th episode and we haven't shouted out our boy.
Who's our boy?
Well, she's really a girl, but that's my dog.
Who?
Shout out to Yaz, bro.
Yaz.
Hey, y'all, go follow Yaz. Yaz got them cheeks now, bro.
Yes,
I did. Drop them peaches, bro.
Drop them peaches, boo.
I ain't know this was coming, Yes.
We never but shouted out.
Shout
Yes.
out to you, Yes.
Shout out to Yes.
You are giving all the support you give us, putting this on your Snapchat. And I gotta give a shout out to my boy Chris. Chris, you've been doing the same thing.
Oh, yeah,
thing.
Shout out to Chris. Everybody, even though you don't play PUBG with us, if y'all wanna, man, we on that
PUBG. We need
PUBG.
Target to fire him so he can come hang out more.
You hear me? We on that PUBG mobile, Duke and Kibbles. Fuck with us. Probably going to hop on tonight. So if y'all do PUBG, if y'all listen to this, hop on.
Everybody that shouts us out on their pages, everybody that listens to us, we want to just get y'all shouts out. Y'all the real MVPs listening to us, letting our goofy asses in y'all days.
Putting up with our bullshit.
So with that being said, you know, this is the end of the show as always. We appreciate you enjoying this episode number 5, 5 for 5 deal.
Fuck Wendy's, 4 for 4.
We'll be back here again next week. And as always,
fuck with your boy. That was cool.
It's a short week. We said that though.
Oh, thank you.